Diane, firstly, how worried are you as a charity about the number of people taking their own lives in Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire?
I think you have to be very concerned. I mean, suicide is a desperate act. And when we see numbers rising, then we have to be concerned. I mean, one suicide is too many, isn't it? But when you hear 44 people, and we don't know what the figures for 2014 are yet, obviously, or even, I'm not sure that we know what 2013 exactly, but... we have to be very concerned, because when we see a suicide, what we're also not seeing is below that all the distress and anxiety and desperation that goes with all those people who may make attempts and don't kill themselves, or those people who are just living desperate lives, really. So, say, in a way, you can see suicide, you know, where people actually kill themselves, is the visible tip of an iceberg. We have a misunderstanding about mental illness. So people see mental illness as an illness that just descends on you, instead of actually seeing it as, it's often the culmination of a whole set of factors and life events and situations that put you in a really bad place. So to admit that you're actually struggling and therefore might be mentally ill, it's that thing that puts people off, I think, rather than just accepting that all of us struggle at times, that our mental health is as important as our physical health, and we all have a mental health status, good or bad, and movable, a movable feast for all of us. And if we could all accept that and we all talked about our own struggles, it would be much easier for other people to talk about theirs.
Okay, Chris, let's talk about how we set this right then. How do we change this? The Maccas Project, what is it all about, and how did it come into place, into being?
The Maccas Project is a new thing from North West Mind, which is aimed at trying to encourage young males aged 14, 25 to address the fact that actually they do have feelings. You know, there's this local stigma that I've grown up in this area, and obviously traditionally males, we are taught to bottle it down, keep it in, get on with it, deal with it. You know, you get conditioned to that as you grow up. Sometimes I think some of the ideas are from the 1900s, you know, that the males have to be the provider, yet certainly in my lifetime, wherever I've worked, the majority of employees I've ever worked alongside are female. So it seems, you know, that I go back in time when I meet these young males that think they've got to go out and provide all the money for everybody. When you know, as an adult, you realise that you need two people nowadays to bring the money in. We've got these really old set values. I think there's a lot of pressure for young men and young women, but especially young men, because they aren't quite sure of their place sometimes. And so the Maccas Project really is to try and capture that audience. You know, it came about because the parents of Tom McCauley approached North Staff's Mind after Tom killed himself. He had early psychosis, and unfortunately in 2012 he decided, you know, that was his only option. It's so sad. Parents obviously devastated by that, the whole family and friends, they came to North Staff's Mind. My line manager, Caroline Skull, she was really touched by it. She wanted to devise this whole new programme, and then Di came on board with it. And so now what we try and do is we go around the whole of North Staffordshire, that's Newcastle, Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire Moorlands, and what we try and do is promote it's okay to have feelings and to actually acknowledge that you're a male, you've got feelings, and if you want some support, then access it. And the problem that I've got whenever we go around is that most young men don't really know where to get support. That's one of the biggest barriers I've encountered, is they don't really know where to get support from, because obviously they don't want to talk about it to their peers or their family, because they're afraid of getting judged or rejected. So trying to do is signpost, put out on the social media, get into events, and just try and promote the fact that if you do want support, there are places you can get help.